In the name of Jesus Christ, I greet you. Thank you for listening in today. The last few days, we've been going through Revelations 21. We've been looking at the New Jerusalem. You know, we hear, we all know that we all believe in our afterlife. We believe that after we die, there's going to be another life. And, you know, to some, it's a mystery. Well, where are we? To some, they're not sure where they're going because they're not right with God. But to some, they are right with God. They have accepted the blood of Jesus Christ. And they have seen that it's nothing they can do by their own works, but rather by the blood of Jesus Christ. And those that have accepted the blood of Jesus Christ know that heaven, the New Jerusalem, is their destination. Well, here in Revelation 21, it has given us some very clear descriptions of the New Jerusalem. It even gives us measurements on what the size is, the massive size that it's going to be. It gives us some of the, you know, we would call it building material, some of the materials that it has, that it's going to be made of. It talks about gold, talks about streets of gold, talks about foundations of precious stones, it talks about gates of pearl, walls of jasper. So it gives us a beautiful picture of what it's going to be made like. And out of all of that, God himself is going to be there. We just talked about that in the last meditation, how there is not going to be a temple there, but God himself and the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ, are the temple of it. Revelation 21, verse 24, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the king of the earth do bring the glory and the honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night. Now, I thought that was interesting, that the gates will not be shut, because if the gates would be shut in the evening, that would give us a comprehension of time. We would start comprehending, oh, there's time. You know, well, this is day one. This is day two. This is day three. Oh, they're shutting, the angels are shutting the gate tonight. So this is the second month. But no, we won't have that. There's going to be nothing there that's going to remember back when I in verse 4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow. See, there's not going to be any sorrow there. If we could see them closing the temple, or I'm sorry, the gates of this New Jerusalem, it would bring sorrow to us, because it's kind of like, you know, if you go away on a trip, you start counting the days. Soon you know, it's the first day of your trip, and you're all excited. Well, soon it's halfway through, and you know, all of a sudden it kind of hits you. Well, tomorrow is going to be over halfway. But see, there's nothing going to be there that's going to remind us of time. There's nothing going to be there that makes us sad. It's God himself is going to be the light. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. Verse 27. And there shall be in no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever work of abomination, neither a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. See, Jesus Christ is the Lamb, and it appears like he's going to have a book. And all of us that accept the blood of Jesus Christ, if you have accepted the blood of Jesus Christ, your name is written in that book. And that's just an encouragement to all of those listeners that you have accepted the blood of Jesus Christ, because it's that blood of the Lamb is what it's talking about. But they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So that's just an encouragement to you that you are written. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life so that you can experience this holy Jerusalem, so that you can experience this this glory of God's glory reflecting off of his precious jewels, so that you can experience the mansions. It talks about mansions. It talks about how it's going to be a city. You know, I believe it's going to be I believe it's going to be awesome. You know, many times we hear this word awesome, but people use it very lightly. The word awesome is reflecting of something that's in awe. We'll just be in awe, and I think we'll be in awe every moment that we're there, because it's just God's glory is going to be so present and so bright and so real, because God himself is going to be there. So, Lord bless you today.